The family of slain journalist Paul Klebnikov held a memorial service today in Moscow. Klebnikov was the American editor of the Russian edition of Forbes magazine. He was shot and killed late Friday as he left his Moscow office. He had reported extensively on Russia's oligarchs and political corruption. Today, Michael Klebnikov spoke about his late brother's commitment to his work.
He was motivated by a sense of wanting to make a difference. And I think he realized that his profession is not without risk, but he didn't feel that those risks were significant enough to warrant not doing anything.
Andrei Zolotov is the editor-in-chief of Russia Profile magazine and a longtime colleague of Paul Klebnikov. He describes the investigation into the killing.
It's now under the jurisdiction of the prosecutor general. The investigators are questioning Paul's colleagues from the Forbes magazine, and unfortunately, sort of the past track record shows that few of the high-profile contract hits have been solved, and I can only join Paul's family in the hope that this case will be different.
There is the suspicion that Paul Klebnikov's reporting may have made him a target in this killing. He'd published a list back in May of the 100 wealthiest Russians. Why would that be such a touchy subject in Russia?
Well, first of all, because Russian businesses are notoriously obscure. Few of these businesses have been built with what one can describe as a certain degree of honesty. So the Forbes 100 list was actually a sensation because there were all these names with all these figures, and it did leave quite a few people unhappy.
What other toes did Paul Klebnikov step on in the course of his reporting in Russia?
Well, first of all, I mean, we have to remember that Paul actually made his name in the mid-1990s by publishing the famous article in the Forbes about Boris Berezovsky called the Godfather of the Kremlin.
We should explain that Boris Berezovsky is a billionaire, former advisor to President Yeltsin.
Yeah. Boris Berezovsky is a former billionaire who was one of the main power brokers during Boris Yeltsin era. Played one of the central roles in making of Vladimir Putin into president, and then became one of the first targets of Vladimir Putin when Putin became president. And now Mr. Berezovsky sued the Forbes in Britain, and after a lengthy court case, Forbes eventually withdrew its allegation of Berezovsky being involved in violence.
Mr. Zolotov, you were a friend of Paul Klebnikov, and I wonder if he talked to you over the years about any fears he might have had about enemies he was making and the fact that the nature of his reporting might get him into trouble.
As far as talking about fearing for his life, no. In fact, during the recent months that he lived in Moscow permanently, he would use the public transportation. He took the subway. He didn't seem to fear for his life. Although I know from some other friends that in recent years there were periods when he had to keep a low profile during his visits to Moscow.
Was it a concern of yours that Paul Klebnikov might be going a little too far in his reporting and it could lead someplace very bad?
No, really. He was such an optimistic and upbeat person. He really believed in Russia. He believed in Russia's future. He was born into a family of Russian immigrants, and that community lived with the ideal of coming back to Russia and serving Russia. And he was fulfilling it by the means of his reporting.
Do you think that with his killing, there would be a chilling effect on the similar kinds of reporting being done in Russia now?
Unfortunately, that could be the case, and that is why it's so important for this crime to be solved.
Well, Mr. Zolotov, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
And I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Andrei Zolotov is editor-in-chief of Russia Profile magazine in Moscow, talking about the investigation into the murder of American journalist Paul Klebnikov.